Another collective conversation. My name is Mike Bruno. We're coming to you live from Apartmentalize 2023, and I have Matthew Bush from Radco Residential with us. Matthew, how you doing?
I'm great. You know, it's Friday morning, ready to go. Ready Did to you? See Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. That's like 3 o'clock this afternoon?
Like 1:40 or something.
1:40?
Yeah.
He's just going to be the crescendo moment.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay,
did
you stay out late last night?
No. Not at all. I was back at the hotel at a very reasonable time.
Define reasonable.
We don't know. We'll not get into that.
Okay. Excellent. Well, Matthew, I think this is your first NAA, right?
It is. What? It is my first NAA.
What do you think?
It's overwhelming in a good sense, yeah. Right? I think I'm still so new to the industry, even having worked for Radco for 5 years, but I still learn something new every day, right? There's a lot happening in the industry, and I'm learning how interconnected everybody is. So that's been really eye-opening for me.
Yeah, it is a small world. I've been around almost 30 years, and it seems like everybody knows everybody.
Yes, yes.
And that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not a bad thing. Talk to me about what has impacted you most or resonated with you most thus far, or you're obviously looking forward to Jason this afternoon, but there are some things that happened in between that. Are you looking forward to anything today?
I have really enjoyed some of the sessions that I've been fortunate enough to attend. I think there's a lot happening, not in just our industry, but in the world in general, where people come first, right? And I think it's been really eye-opening to see a lot of sessions and hear from a lot of professionals in the industry about how employees are shaping the way that the industry is going. So I've really enjoyed hearing about kind of the different offerings that companies are doing for employees, putting their people first, and it's really shifting the way that companies are operating because the employees have a bigger voice, I feel like, these days. So that's been, it's been really entertaining for me to hear that and be a part of that conversation.
That makes sense. What about today? Are you looking, aside from Jason, are you looking forward to anything today?
I am looking forward to checking out this trade show floor more. It is huge. I didn't recognize that there's like 4,000 sections. I feel like I've only scraped the surface of it. So I have a lot of vendors that I need to catch up with. So I'm looking forward to making some more connections.
I love it. Okay, so I appreciate you taking the time here to do a little punchline, hot take on the conference. Is there anything you would leave our listeners or our viewers, because we do this on both formats, anything, words of wisdom that you would leave us with?
Feedback. Feedback is essential in all formats and up and down. Request feedback from everybody. Listen to the feedback and make actionable change based on feedback. Provide it to your direct reports. Request it from your direct reports. The only way we can be better humans is by listening to what other people have to tell us.
You know, I know we were rapping, but I heard an interesting riff yesterday, and I hope I get this right. If you were sitting there, you were next to me, and so was Sharon off camera. I think it was Jonathan Osteen that said, "Don't ask if you're not going to do," or something of that nature.
Yes.
Because as soon as you hear feedback from your team member and you don't do anything about it, it's almost worse than if you didn't ask at all.
You'll stop getting the feedback if you're given feedback and you do nothing with it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. So, okay, punchline there. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yep, you're welcome.